Superb win off the mark for the season.
Yeah, really pleased. I felt that makes the Cardiff draw a very, very good point now and a decent performance. So I thought we were good today. I thought in spells Leeds caused us one or two problems, but you'd expect them to in their first home game of the league campaign, if you like. I think when we just perhaps got our pressing wrong first half, we were able to play into little spaces behind our midfield two, and that caused us one or two problems. You know, that's why we went with three midfielders rather than Diego as a 10. I just felt that was a better way to go for us as a team, as a unit. And after that, I thought, you know, we've got some good areas, particularly on the counter. The goal came from a really, really strong counter-attack, good quality. That's what we need to do more of. And Mags finished it really well. I thought it was a really strong performance from Jack Magoma this afternoon. He was really, really bright. Whether the fact we brought Greg Stewart in has livened him up a little bit, but really good reaction from him. And then second half, I felt, was a different game. We really controlled the game, limited leads to, I think, we only had a couple of opportunities when we made silly mistakes. One was shots ended up with a poor clearance or took too long to make the clearance. And Gleese at the near post from a set piece nearly sliced it into his own net. But apart from that, it didn't really cause us that many problems. And you know, I'd have hoped we'd have gone on and made the game a little more comfortable. I thought we worked really, really hard today, covered a lot of ground as a team. And when we play with that type of energy and hunger, then we're a really, really difficult team to play against. And we know most of the opposition are going to have a bit more ball than us. We don't mind that. You know, it's not something that worries us. But second half, I was pleased with the way we actually controlled a lot of the possession and really saw the game out fairly comfortably. And I thought we grew and grew and grew as the game went on. When we passed the ball, particularly with our three in midfield, I thought we passed the ball quite well. At times, you know, just showed a lack of composure at times, and that's when we've then got to perhaps defend a little more than we should do.
We didn't get to see Greg Stewart or Shea Adams. Was it not the right game to bring them on in?
Yeah, it's always difficult, I think, when you're 2-1 up away from home. You know, when it's a very, very tactical defensive game from us after we score the second one, that I'm asking an awful lot for two new players to come on and do the right things. And what I didn't want to do at that point was to break that shape and break that rhythm. I think we had about a 5-minute spell where I toyed with getting another attacker on the pitch just to see if we could go the other way rather than sit in and defend. But we seemed to see it out quite well. And that's why I went for Robert, just to give us a little bit of control in the 10 position. As I said earlier, you know, Diego was unlucky not to start today, but sometimes I have to disappoint players and pick the right formation, which I think is going to win the game.